Chapter 4, How to Write a Report. Scene 4-5, Learning How to Perform Emergency First Aid Procedures. Have you studied the first aid emergency procedures required for nursery school children?
Yes, I took 2 courses in university, but I was unable to get practical training since it was held at the same time as my internship.
Our nursery school invites a first aid professional once a year to provide training sessions for children's emergency first aid procedures. We will be holding another session soon, but I will teach you what I know for now to be on the safe side. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, procedures for children and infants are similar to those for adults, but please keep in mind that cardiac massage techniques differ slightly. For children, pump their chest using about 1/3 of your palm. You can use either one or both hands. For infants, use only 2 fingers, the 3rd and 4th fingers, and put pressure at a point in the middle of their chest with your fingertips, pointing slightly towards their feet. Tickle the bottom of their feet is the best way to see whether their child is conscious or not. Do not use an AED for infants under the age of 1, and, ideally, use a children's pad for children between the ages of 1 to 8.
You certainly know a lot about the first aid procedures.
Of course. Our most important mission is to ensure the safety of children at our nursery school. We have to be prepared to handle any kind of emergency. We do our best to protect them by performing CPR and first aid until the ambulance arrives. It is important to practice the procedure a number of times to learn the proper techniques and to be able to administer them quickly and effectively. Just having the knowledge alone will do you no good in the event of emergency. We have a training doll in the nursery room if you would like to practice these procedures.
Yes, I think that is a very good idea.